today. Some of us, Father, just have our heart is just so heavy today because we are right in the middle of a storm. We need you to be the anchor. We need you to be the way. Father, we trust in you. Like Larry said, Father, I will trust you. No matter what. No matter what the situation, I will trust you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
You know, we're kind of talking about commitment today, about doing what is right and what is good. And I want to stress today how important perseverance is today. How important it is for us to finish what we start. If I was going to talk about anybody that lived on this earth other than Jesus Christ who knew how to finish what they started, it would be Apostle Paul in the scripture verses today. Paul's writing to Timothy. You know, 3-4 weeks ago I talked to you about how Paul wanted to encourage Timothy about don't be timid, don't be shy. You got to be speak forward. You got to stand up for what's right.
Amen.
You know. So in the scripture verse here today, Paul's writing to Timothy, and he's got some advice for him about how he lived his life, and that's how we teach people, isn't it? We don't teach people by just what we say, but how we live.
Amen.
By what we do.
Amen.
You know, it's one way, it's easy to say something.
Uh-huh.
It's a whole nother thing to do something.
Amen.
So Paul is writing to Timothy in chapter 4. I'm going to read for you starting in verse 6. Paul's writing to Timothy. It says, "For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me the crowns of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. But not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing." Listen, the secret to life is not where you start, it's where you finish.
Amen.
We don't really have a choice about where we start on a lot of things.
Right.
You know?
Right.
We do have a choice about where we finish. We do have a choice about the choices we make along the way.
Amen.
And sometimes that means that we just have to keep on going. Sometimes it means that when it would be so much easier just to throw up our hands in despair and just walk away, we hang in there. We see it through. With a person of lesser determination would give up. With someone with less courage would give up. With someone with less faith would give up. We're not that person. We can say that about a good marriage. We could say it about raising our children, how important it is just to hang in there, just to keep going. We could talk about our job, how much better we would be at our job if we just stuck to that. I wonder how many people have been this close, just this close, to accomplishing something really good and just gave up. We should be determined to finish in everything. When we're battling a disease, we have to hang in there.
Amen.
We have to keep going. As I grow old, and after many of us are growing old, we can't do the things that we used to do, and we can't be the person we used to be. We still got to hang in there.
Amen.
We got to keep going.
Amen.
It's true of a host of a lot of things in our life. But it's true mostly in our faithfulness to Christ.
Amen.
Yes, that's right.
One of my favorite movies is Rocky. I've seen every one. I would watch, my wife will tell you, if I'm sitting on the couch and I'm flipping through the TV and a Rocky movie comes on, oh, heck no, we're not watching that. Sometimes you use the other H word. We're not watching that again.
Wow, you're because you watch
We've seen them all. I know them by heart. You know, she's seen them so much that she knows about them. She will tease me by acting like she's, you know, repeating some of the scripts. You know, but the great thing about Rocky is he never would give up. He never would quit. His motto, his theme was always to be able, you know, he's a boxer, and he was always wanting to answer the next bell, to fight one more round. He never would quit. And that's what I love about him, that he just wouldn't quit. That's what I love about many of you. You just never quit. That's what I love about Paul. He never gave up. In spite of being shipwrecked, in spite of being beaten, in spite of being put in prison, he never gave up on his mission to bring the message of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He never quit. He never gave up. When it says in the scripture, he says, I fought the fight. Is that what it says?
Uh-huh. That's right.
I fought the good fight.
Amen.
He fought the good fight. That means that he would fight to the end.
That's right.
That he wouldn't give up. In spite of everything that happened to Paul. Paul knew that life is not simple and full of roses. But he didn't quit. He didn't give up. I would like to think that when we look back at our life, we could say those same things. I fought the good fight. I finished the race. I kept my faith.
Amen.
There are lessons that Paul wants to show us here in this scripture. There's some things he's trying to show Timothy, but it's things that we need to understand too. First off, we need to understand that we need to acknowledge that when something is of real worth, it doesn't always come easy.
Amen.
It rarely comes easy.
Yes.
It makes no difference how much talent or natural ability you have. If you're going to excel in something, it's going to take a consecrated, determined effort to accomplish the things that you want to do.
Amen.
You heard the saying, no pain, no gain.
Amen.
I bet you would.
Nothing comes easy. You know, my dad, and I wish more of you had gotten to know him, but I believe he was the hardest working man I'd ever met. Sometimes he worked 2 jobs, sometimes he worked 3 jobs. But he would tell me all the time, there's no free lunches.
That's right.
If something is worth something, it costs something.
Yep. Amen.
If something has value, it's not going to come easy. It's going to take work and effort. And Paul understood this as much as anybody, and he became one of the most influential people on earth because he understood that. He knew that there had to be effort there. It doesn't come easy. There is a price to pay. I think the second thing we need to see what Paul is showing us here is that the real challenge in life is that you've got to be at your best even when the circumstances are against you. Paul didn't just get by. Paul didn't just skate by. Paul did great things because he persevered. He never gave up. Paul gave everything to his mission. Paul's life was a study in excellence. He got to the point where at the end of his life, and he knew this was coming to an end here, he says, I fought the good fight. I finished the race. I've kept the faith. Paul saw that in himself, didn't he?
Yeah.
He fought that, not just the fight, he fought the good fight. He fought the fight that even when circumstances were against him, he didn't give up. He was at his best even when the circumstances created a fact that it was the worst time for him. He was still going to be at his best.
Amen.
That's a real challenge. It's easy. No, it's not easy. It's easier when you're on that mountaintop to speak about your faith and how good God is. And how great things are. It's not easy, but it's, and we should do that.
Amen.
We should be thankful to God for those mountaintop experiences. But you know what? We need to be praising God when we're in the battle too.
Amen.
We need to be praising God. He didn't change. He's still great.
Amen.
He's still marvelous. He's still wonderful.
Yes.
And we need to claim that. Even when the circumstances don't dictate to that, we have to be able to give our best regardless of the circumstances.
Amen.
That's hard to do.
Yeah.
Paul knew that. Listen, if you're going to be a great athlete, if you're going to be a musician, if you're going to be an actor, whatever it is you're going to try to accomplish to do, you've got to be good even when the circumstances around you are not good.
That's right.
We have to do our best at all times. You know, many of you may not know this name, but there was a man named Pele, greatest soccer player that ever played. Poor David, I don't know a lot about soccer, but I know about him. When you're an athlete, you have to be at your best all the time. But there comes a time when you get to the point where you can no longer perform like you had performed in the past. So there's time for retirement ahead. This was a hard thing for him to do because soccer was his whole life. But he realized he was at that point a few years ago. Let me read you what he said when he retired. He said, "This is the saddest moment of my life. But you know, life is not all flowers. It's much harder to end a career than it is to start. What I did in my life with soccer was I put my whole heart into every game." And now that's the secret. That's the secret for us. No matter what we're doing, we need to put all our heart into it. You can substitute that. I put my whole heart into my marriage. I put my whole heart into raising my children. We need to be able to say, "I put my whole heart in serving Christ."
Amen.
This is, few things in life that are really valuable come easy. It takes work. And the challenge is for us is that we have to be at our best even when the circumstances surround us are not the best. But there's one final thing I need to point out here. The things we choose, the things that we put our heart into, it's vital that we have a worthy purpose for what we give our lives to. Some people give their lives to see how much money they can make. Some people give their lives and all their efforts to be powerful and hold positions. Some people give their whole lives to doing great things on the athletic field or in music or whatever. Listen, without a sense of purpose, without setting goals, we can't achieve the dreams that we set for ourselves. It's important that we have purpose, that we have drive, that we have goals. And you will never reach those things if you don't have enough drive and purpose and dedication to achieve it. And that would be so sad, but what's even sadder is you put all this purpose, all this drive, all this dedication into the wrong thing. My mom would say all the time, "In this life will soon be past, but only what's done for Christ will last."
Amen.
Paul had a purpose that preserved him. Even when all the earthly helpers had forsaken him, he had a purpose that drove him to excellence in all things. And it didn't matter the circumstances. He was Paul. What a wise and fortunate choice that Paul made. Listen, we get old, we'll retire from our job. Our kids will grow up and move away. Our spouse may go to be in heaven before we are called to go. All those things are temporary things. But the service of Christ is eternal.
Amen.
It never goes away. It's always there.
Thank the Lord. Amen.
Paul understood that. He writes this, "Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day." But not just me, not only to me, but to all those who have longed for this day. In the Christian life, finishing is everything. Being faithful is everything. Being dedicated is everything. We must finish. Because you and I both know this life is, it's the previews. The movie hadn't started yet. This life is for us to spend and do the best we can do, but the real world is yet to come. There's a few things in life come easy that matter. It's important that we be at our very best, even when we don't feel our very best. It's important to us we be at our best regardless of the circumstances. It's important that you and I value the important things. Trusting in God.
Amen.
That song we listened to, "In the Midst of the Storm," that's exactly where we have to be. We have to be at our best in the midst of the storm. We have to be at our best giving praise to God when everything is going good. You know, so many times when things are so good, we kind of forget about God. We kind of push Him back. "Sorry, I got this, God. Everything's good. I'm making money. I've got good health. Everything's going good." We quit praising God. And it's only when we get down and at a broken that we realize we need God.
Amen.
We need Him.
Amen.
We need Him while things are going good. You need God.
Amen.
When things are broken, you need God. We need to trust in that.
Amen.
I want us to finish what we start. I want us to be persevering. I want us to finish. I want us to fight the good fight. Finish the race. Keep the faith. Amen. Father, as we come to you today, Father, sometimes we try to fight the fight, but Father, we lose our faith. We forget that we can't do this without you. We forget that it's only because you inside of us can we accomplish the great things that we want to accomplish. Father, it's not about where we start, it's about where we finish. Father, we want to finish strong. We want to be like Paul, where we can look back on our life and say, "Boy, I made mistakes. I've done some things wrong. But you know what? I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith." And because of that, Father, because of that, you, the righteous judge, have made a place for me in your kingdom. Oh, Father, I thank you that we are a people who can finish what we start. Father, I pray that this few group of people here today, this small little church, church with handicapped people in it, Father. We can be a bunch of Pauls. That we won't quit. We won't give up. We understand that there's a price to pay. But we, Father, we're going to be our best. Regardless of the situation, we want to be at our best. Father, we're going to trust in you no matter what. Father, I thank you for this group of people here today. This group of people here today who, like Paul, have gone through so many things. But they haven't quit. They haven't thrown up their hands. They haven't stopped. They're going to keep fighting and fighting because they trust in you. Their faith is in you. And for that, they will be in heaven when you come again or when they pass away. Father, that's a promise you have made us, and we claim that right now in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.